NASA today announces its selection for the 2007 mission to Mars. Scientific teams have been competing for the opportunity to send a ship to study the Martian atmosphere and geology, and to try to answer the question, can Mars support life? From member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, Robert Frederick reports.
Last summer, there were 25 teams vying to go to Mars. By December, NASA had narrowed their number to 4, and now NASA selects only one. But while she waits for this last announcement, Dr. Lori Leshin, a finalist from Arizona State University, has a chronic case of butterflies in her stomach.
Excited, sort of like standing in line waiting for a roller coaster ride, you know? Yeah, well, believe me, my heart's been pounding for, you know, weeks now, so.
Our hearts have been pounding for months.
Dr. Joel Levine from NASA's Langley Research Center heads up another team in the competition. And like all teams, he and fellow researcher Dr. Bruce Jakowski from the University of Colorado Boulder hope that the space agency will choose their proposal to fly.
Each one is a spacecraft mission in its entirety, and NASA will select one to fly and throw away the other three.
So this is kind of like sweepstakes time.
Pretty much, yeah. But that's how NASA works. Everything is done on a competitive basis, and there are winners who get to fly missions and instruments and do analyses, and there are losers who don't.
These two teams are each proposing a different approach to the typical Mars mission, where a spacecraft lands or observes the red planet from a great distance. Instead, they want to conduct their studies from within the Martian atmosphere. Leshin's Sample Collection for Investigation of Mars Proposal has an appropriate acronym, SCIM, or SKIM.
We skim through the atmosphere of Mars. It would be the first round-trip mission to Mars or any other planet, and would skim through the atmosphere down to an altitude of about 25 miles.
The Leshin team's spacecraft would slingshot, that is, swing around Mars and return to Earth.
And it collects both dust grains and also gas from the atmosphere itself.
Levine and Jakowski's team would drop a rocket-powered airplane into the atmosphere that simultaneously collects and transmits its data on the magnetic fields, atmosphere, and land. Dr. Jakowski.
It will fly these several hundred kilometers at approximately constant elevation above the surface, making measurements the entire way. At that point, it will run out of fuel, it will transition to a glider, and then to a crasher.
Each of the four teams designed their missions to meet NASA objectives of studying the climate and climate history, as well as the geophysics. According to Jakowski, if we have this kind of understanding of Mars,
then we can go from a simple determination of whether there is life on Mars or not to what the possible distribution of life within the galaxy might be.
Answering the question, does Mars support life, is still many missions away. But the rewards for those who do so are great.
The first thing that would happen if we discovered life is my funding would go up. But that's not the most important part of it.
For now, the researchers are trying to answer, can Mars support life? And after 2 or 3 years of working on their proposals, the payoff is getting to spend NASA's $325 million to study Mars up close and assure their place in history. But there is only one winner. And as they wait for NASA's announcement, what will they be doing?
I'm sitting down.
Well, I plan to be at work on Friday.
I will be here Thursday and Friday, sitting by the phone.
For NPR News, I'm Robert Frederick.